Welcome to the John Leonetti Show. Please hold while we connect your call.
Hey, I'm on the phone with Dr. Ryan Marr right now, a.k.a. Bud, one of my closest friends. Bud is a scholar, and he's a scholar in a very niche area in the church, St. John Cardinal Henry Newman. And this guy was a pretty prominent figure, of course, as you can imagine, in the 1800s and for the modern church today. But he just got named a doctor of the church, so why not call him and talk about it? Like, subscribe, comment, share this phone call with all your friends. God bless you.
Press 1 to sponsor a call. Thank you for your support. Please leave your message after the beep.
Hey, John, it's Matt over at Select International Tours and Cruises. Congratulations on the new podcast. We're so excited to support your work. We're also really looking forward to your upcoming pilgrimage with us. You know, even though we've been organizing Catholic group pilgrimage trips for over 38 years, we're always excited when a group goes out because we know how important pilgrimage travel can be for their faith. Could you remind your listeners that Select International offers pilgrimages to Catholic sites worldwide with award-winning itineraries that are custom-built for each trip, and that every trip they take directly supports Christians living in the Holy Land through our 501c3 charity, Select to Give? We'd love to see them on pilgrimage. Also, if you have any priests, deacons, or lay leaders who want to organize a trip for their group, we're ready to help. They can check us out at selectinternationaltours.com or just give us a call at 1-800-842-4842. Once again, that's 1-800-842-4842. Hey, thanks again for choosing Select. Good luck on the podcast, and we'll see you on pilgrimage.
If you would like to sponsor one of our calls, email us at thejohnleonettishow@gmail.com. And now, for your listening pleasure, The John Leonetti Show, calling all Catholics. Enjoy.
Am I allowed to call you Bud in a formal setting?
That works.
Dr. Ryan Marr. I mean, I guess if we're talking about Cardinal John Henry Newman, I got to refer to you as doctor, right?
Well, doctor has been in the news recently. Maybe I should retire the term so we can use it exclusively for him.
Do you ever ask Rachel to call you doctor? Like, hey, just call me doctor today. It's just going to make me feel good about myself.
No, man. No, not really. I mean, my kids like those jokes that, you know, like my dad's a doctor who can't actually help you.
That's awesome. There's like big news going on in your life right now. And I don't know if a lot of people know who you are in the monumental impact that Dr. Ryan Marr makes and has made in the life of the church when it comes to John Henry Newman.
Yeah, well, Newman was recently declared a doctor of the church, or that news was announced, and it was pretty cool. I got to play a role in composing the positio, which is just a fancy term for the document, the formal document that was sent to the Dicastery for the Causes of Saints so that they could kind of review the evidence to see if there was, you know, enough there to bestow this title on Newman.
So is this like something that's got to be driven by like theologians in the church? And they, as you said, you put something, I don't even know what this is. I have no idea the process of this. I've never even heard of it. You're one of my closest friends, but I have no idea how this works. I just know he's an important figure. So like, what do you do? Is it your idea to put this together and send it to the Pope?
No, this was really driven by the Brompton Oratory, which is a community of priests in England. And they trace their roots to Newman. Newman, of course, founded an oratory in Birmingham. And the idea of oratories go back to St. Philip Neri. But, you know, like when a person is named a saint, it's a thorough process. And you look at the various details of their life, like leave no stone unturned. I think with a doctor of the church, it's a bit more intellectual, meaning like looking at their writings, really their witness to the faith through their theological contributions.
So what would you say is the piece of work that he compiled that was kind of put him over the top when it comes to, we gotta name him a doc?
Well, it really is. I think it's providential. I mean, everything's providential, of course, but Newman, you know, he's at the time, a lot of the theology was written in Latin. He's, of course, reading and writing in English. And with just the way that history's worked out, English has become the lingua franca in which, like, different parts of the world communicate. But he also covered so many foundational theological topics. So he has an important writing on justification. much about the church when it comes to conscience. Some say he may be the doctor of conscience for this little tome, a letter to the Duke of Norfolk that he wrote after the First Vatican Council. But he covered so many of the major theological issues, and now his writings are really being read around the world in seminaries and in circles in different parts of the globe.
So did you start reading him before you were Catholic, while you were in Protestant seminary?
In Protestant seminary, yeah, it really was the spark. There was an article by Rusty Reno, who's now the editor of First Things, and he was sharing his own conversion to Catholicism, but he quotes Newman in a few different places, and one of them is early in his essay on the development of doctrine. He says, to be deep in history is to cease to be Protestant. So he had this way of really like encapsulating these ideas, stating them in kind of a provocative manner. But once I read that, I was like, I got to see what the rest of this guy has to say, because it really was kind of a spur for me.
So were you invited by Pope Francis to Rome for his canonization?
I'm trying to remember how all that went. And the reason I paused for a moment is, so I was working at the National Institute for Newman Studies, and Father Drew Morgan, who was involved with the oratory there, and then Catherine Ryan, who funded the Newman Institute, they were both like closely involved with the cause for his canonization. So we received a formal invite, basically like the Institute staff there.
Did you cry?
I can't cry. I don't think I cried
on
that. You know, as someone who had not traveled much, to be close even to the successor of Peter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've been to Rome several times. Oh, and yeah. When you're there, you're just kind of struck by the Catholicity of the church, how it spans cultures, but also the ancient pedigree of Catholicism.
So it's Francis that named him a saint, but is it Leo that, like, I mean, or was this already started well before Pope Leo, and kind of Leo just put the stamp on it for him to be a doctor?
Yeah, I think it paused at Francis's death. So when I was working with Father George Bowen, who was leading this effort, he was saying, we hope this makes it to the Pope quickly, because even at that time, it was known that Francis's health was not great.
Yeah.
Now it's it's that Dicastery who examines the document, and they make a recommendation to the Holy Father. So ultimately, in this case, it was Pope Leo, which folks have pointed out, it's kind of cool because Newman, during his lifetime, 1879, was named a cardinal by Pope Leo XIII.
Nice.
And now a doctor of the church by Pope Leo XIV.
That's cool. So do you get like a special phone call from Pope Leo when he names him the Pope? Like, I mean, he obviously read what you wrote.
Just when he wants to talk smack about baseball. No, I don't know. I've been, honestly, my antennae are up. I wonder if there's going to be like a formal ceremony. I'm not sure how that works, but obviously it'd be cool to work out to be a part of that.
That's what I was wondering. I mean, there's a canonization mass, but you would think there'd be like a mass for this. I mean, he's only the 38th doctor, right? Is it 38?
He's the 38th, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's not a lot, right? So, I mean, if there's a celebration, you're going to go?
I think I'll have to make it work out. You know, I don't think you can be involved in something like that and then just sort of pass on the liturgy.
So what's next now? Your life is complete. You've done it. He's a saint and he's a doctor of the church. Like, I mean, here we are. We made it.
Well, it wasn't him being named a doctor. It's being on this podcast, John. That's the true bookend.
This isn't a podcast, bud. This is a phone call.
It is really, really cool. You know, I think even more is going to be churned out about Newman and his theology.
Yeah.
And there's a reason he's a doctor of the church. Like, there's great spiritual resources turning to those writings. And I think, you know, like we talk about saints and Dorothy Day at one point said, don't call me a saint. I don't want to be dismissed that easily.
Yeah.
And she kind of had in mind this kind of like plaster figures of the saints where we turn them into sort of like supernatural beings or something. But we know so much about Newman's life. I mean, his letters and diaries are over 30 volumes. And he really is like a flesh and blood figure who wrestled with a lot of the same things that we do and confronted the same sort of problems in the world that we're facing now.
I think we got to read your book for kind of an introduction to Newman and his writings. What is it?
Seeking God with St. John Henry Newman. It's out by Our Sunday Visitor.
It's awesome, man. How can we pray for you? all the people that are listening to this phone call afterwards are going to pray one Hail Mary for you for whatever intentions you ask right now.
Well, I'll make it a very specific intention. Yes. My oldest daughter, Madeline, she's headed off to Creighton this fall, and it's the first child to leave the nest. So we can pray that she'll receive many spiritual blessings as she begins those studies.
A Hail Mary for Madeline. Everyone heard it. Dr. Ryan Marr, God bless you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, John.
Talk soon. Bye.